Even though summer is winding down, there's no shortage of things to do. Spokane 7 is the one place to make all your plans for the weekend and beyond. Every Friday in the Spokesman Review and 24/7 on the web and your mobile, you'll find the latest movie listings, restaurants, arts and culture, music, outdoors and recreation, sports, activities for all ages. There's a full calendar of stuff to do. Plus, find contests with cool prizes, blogs, photos, and even talkback from Spokane 7 readers.
What to do, where to go, 24/7.
Spokane7.com. Powered by the Spokesman Review.
Welcome to Life, Love, and Raising Sons, not necessarily in that order, with your host, author Cindy Vall, with occasional co-host appearances by her sons, Zach and Sam.
Hi, Mom.
Welcome to Life, Love, Raising Sons, not necessarily in that order.
Ooh, that's a long title.
I know, I'm already exhausted. My name is Cindy Haval, and I write a column for the Spokesman Review. In addition to some news stories, I'm also the author of War Bonds, Love Stories from the Greatest Generation.
It's a good book.
But my, thank you.
You're welcome.
My main job has been a mom for more years than I care to count. So this new podcast is our maiden effort in talking a little bit about the behind-the-scenes inspiration for my column and for my new book, coincidentally called Life, Love, and Raising Sons, not necessarily in that order. I think I'm going to have to shorten that title.
Yeah.
Okay. With me today are my co-hosts, who I will allow to introduce themselves. First, Zach Haval. You can tell anything about yourself, but primarily make sure you tell why you're my favorite child.
Oh, what? I don't know if I want to be on this show anymore.
Your turn's coming.
Well, I'm Zach Haval. I am the third child. I'm the musical one. I sing folk music. And I'm her favorite because I'm the middle child. I passed all the tests. The first two were just the test kids, and I'm the success. It's the third try's a charm.
And I'm right. The accident.
Now, Sam. Also with me today is baby boy Sam Haval, who is most certainly not the accident. He's an unexpected blessing.
Okay.
Sam is 16. Sure. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're up to, and why you are my favorite child.
Well, I am the youngest one. I don't know if I'm your favorite child, but I could be. It's hard. Give me 16 more years, and I'll probably figure out. Anyway, so I'm a junior at Mount Spokane High School, or going to be a junior, sort of, kind of, because I'm going to be doing Running Start, so I'll be at Eastern Washington University for the next 2 years of high school. I'm also a writer, like my mother, so I have a book out right now on Amazon called Angels Can't Fly. It's a sci-fi fantasy series, and there's going to be three of them. The second one is going to come out in about 2 weeks, I think, August 6th. So those are all on Amazon. You can download them on any device. Excuse me. And I think they're $1 right now.
Except for your mother can't download them because your mother
doesn't.
You don't
have a Kindle.
I know.
You're not next gen.
I'm not. I'm your mother. I don't have to be next gen. Oh, my gosh. So the premise of the show is family dinner conversation at the Vault House, only with less burping.
Less yelling.
Yes, less. Well, more editing.
No, less yelling.
Oh, less yelling.
Yeah.
I don't yell.
I don't either. I think
so
it's mainly just you.
So we're now looking at Sam. Why? I guess that would be you that yell.
No, well, because everyone's talking at the same time. I have to be able to be heard.
I've
and the only way to be heard is to yell.
Yeah, that's it. That's why you're the baby.
Yeah.
I guess babies have to be louder. Anyway, so the topics can range from anything we're thinking about at the moment. The only topic that's off the table is politics because of the yelling aforementioned, and also because I get a little bit bored when you guys all start
talking
weird? About politics.
Even when we agree, we yell at each other.
That's we're Norwegians. That's what
Norwegians.
We do.
Yeah.
I think, yell. Yes. I'm just going to say we are the loud family, or you are the loud family. So our first topic today is going to be spoilers.
Ooh.
Not that you children are spoiled.
I'm not.
Not that kind of spoiled. But the other day, Zachary, you came upstairs pretty darn excited about a Facebook post that your baby brother had posted. And you said, I think this is a direct quote, "I hope I have a child as savage as Sam someday." Would you like to share what that Facebook
exchange? He told me the exact same thing.
Well, so I don't know. Sam, you might have to help me with this because you're OP. You posted.
What's your experience with this? What happened to you?
So I just happened to be scrolling down Facebook and I noticed that he'd commented on something. And because I like my little brother and I want to know what he's up to on the internet.
You stalk him.
I did.
Like a good brother.
Yes. It turns out that somebody on a Facebook page that he follows has never seen Star Wars.
Shocking.
And which is very just disturbing to me. And he found it disturbing too because his comment was Darth Vader is Luke's father. Oh, not only did he spoil at least the original trilogy, but he let one of the biggest twist in cinema history through the cracks on Facebook. So I screenshotted it, the comment and his response to it, and I shared it on Facebook because I thought it was hilarious. It made my night.
Why did you find this amusing? Because as you know, when you came upstairs and showed this to me, I was horrified. I thought it was the most horrible thing I'd ever seen. Why would you ruin an entire cinematic trilogy? And why would you find that admirable that your brother did that?
Because that I wouldn't have done that.
Are you saying the courage?
Yes, I would have been one of the ones that have been like, yeah. How have you not seen Star Wars?
And, all right, now it's Sam's turn to say, why would you do this? Why would you ruin somebody's life?
I have to defend myself.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't understand why this is a big deal.
Okay, I don't think it's a big deal. I
thought it was like a funny joke, okay, because if you think about it, everyone knows that. Like, who doesn't? People who've never
seen Star Wars don't know that.
People who've never seen Star Wars know that. I've known plenty of people who've never seen Star Wars, and they know Darth Vader is Luke's father. It's the most famous twist in cinematic history. Everyone knows it. So I thought it'd just be a funny joke to say that, you know. And all these other people are replying like, oh, man, you should really watch it. It's great, you know. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, this person's probably never going to watch it because everyone always said they've never seen something and they're going to watch it. So wow. I just decided to fill them in, you know.
Okay.
If I had said...
It was an educational...
If I had spoiled, like, something else, you know, that nobody knows, it'd be a big deal.
But would you ever do that? Would you ever...
No, of course not.
All right, here's my next question then. Have you ever intentionally spoiled a plot for somebody in a book or a movie aside from this woefully shameful incident?
Yes.
Oh, Zachary.
Short story.
Shame.
When Gears of War 3 came out.
The video game.
Yeah, Gears of War. It's a video game.
Context is everything.
Yeah. Don't let your kids play it.
You heard it first here. What is it called?
Gears of War 3.
Gears of War.
There's three of them.
Don't let your children
play
that.
Fourth one on the way.
Why did I let you play it then? Wait a minute.
Because I bought it for myself.
Oh.
And my own money. And my friend had yet to get it, and me and another friend were talking about it, and we were talking about one of the characters that's been in it since the very first game dies. Heroically, though. He dies heroically. And my friend Chad overheard us talking about it, and he had yet to play Gears of War 3.
Okay. All right. Is he still your friend Chad, or no?
I haven't spoken to him since graduation.
This is what happens. Sam, have you ever intentionally spoiled anything?
No. I've had people intentionally spoil things for me a lot. And it's usually books. So like at school, when we're reading a book in English class and I'm getting really into it, somebody tells me what happened. So
that's the worst.
Just this year, I found out that George Shoots Lenny.
That's in?
Of Mice and Men. And I found out that in Lord of the Flies, like everyone dies. And Piggy
died. You didn't already know these things. I did not know that.
And I, because
you have three
never
big
seen
brothers
any of the
who
movies.
All
I was
read
just reading
books.
And I was really enjoying it. Uh-huh. And they tell me that Piggy dies, and he's like my favorite character because.
So now, just summing up, so far we've spoiled Star Wars, Gears of War, of Mice and Men, and Lord of the Flies for our listeners. So that's just one service we can offer.
Look out.
All right, moving on to spoilers, but before I do that, I have to say, whenever I go out and do speaking engagements, which is quite often, and one of the first questions I get is, do you know what one of the first questions I get is? How do your sons feel about being featured in your column? Do your sons read your column before you print it? So I am giving you guys the chance once and for all, because you're the only two still at home. You can respond to those readers' need-to-know questions about how do you feel about your life being chronicled in a major newspaper. Zach, you're older. You go first.
Oh, how do I feel about it? There's always some glaring inaccuracies.
I
feel like it's
jacked.
I feel like even though my mom is a good journalist, it is tilted towards a mother's perspective, and there is always more than one side of the story, folks.
And a lot of exaggerations.
And a lot of exaggerations.
Yeah.
Great. So nobody's going to read my column anymore because you just said.
No, it'll probably make them read it more because they'll want to spot the inaccuracies.
How would they ever know?
They can
call
tweet.
Me.
Follow Zach of All at Zach of All on Twitter.com and ask him those questions. But Sam doesn't do Twitter or doesn't want to make that public. So you can always tweet Spokane Talks online as well.
That's
and let them
rarity.
Know.
We'll answer your
but
questions.
Now I totally disagree with you, of course, because it is my column, so it's from my perspective.
We just like unbiased journalism, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. So, unbiased journalism. So, are you going to start your own column then?
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think people are going to like what I have to say.
There will be different types of inaccuracies.
Yeah.
There will be spelling inaccuracies.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't spell so good.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
You're
can
smart.
Sing good.
I grammar good, though.
You grammar good?
Yeah.
How good do you grammar?
So wells.
I'm glad to hear you haven't learned something. Well.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I know nothing at all.
Yeah.
You learned some things. I heard you last night at Barnes & Noble Northtown, by the way. Just a shout out for Poetry Rising.
Yeah, Stephen Pierce is a good guy.
Yeah. How'd that go? How did you think it went being with some beat poets and another guitarist? Do you feel like it went well?
I think so. I mean, I always black out when I go on stage, so I have no idea what I'm saying or what I'm singing or what's going on.
Well, that's why I have to write columns about you, because you obviously don't remember these experiences, and I have to record them. Yeah. So after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about spoilers, specifically Santa Claus, because my last column generated a lot of feedback about the time that somebody who will remain nameless told my baby boy that there was no such thing as Santa Claus. And that didn't go over real well with me, and most of my readers were solidly on my side. In fact, I didn't hear from anyone who thought it was a good idea to tell a kindergartner there's no such thing as Santa Claus. So we'll be back after the break at Spokane Talks Online.
Is a credit union. It's a cooperative. like a food co-op or a housing co-op, but the members share money. Credit unions offer the same services you'll find in a bank, but they're different from banks. First, credit unions are owned by their members, and credit unions are not for profit. Any money the credit union makes goes right back to the members in the form of low fees and good rates. To learn more, you can go to STCU's blog at stcumoney.org.
Snoring can disrupt marriages and cause serious health problems. Call Sleep Better Northwest first, the experts in dental sleep medicine. Their medically approved, custom-fit oral appliances will have both you and your partner sleeping better and being more productive throughout your day. Don't wait. Snoring and sleep apnea can signal potential strokes or heart attacks. For more information, visit needbettersleepnow.com and download our health guide today. Sleep Better Northwest, the experts in dental sleep medicine.
In touch, online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
Life, love, raising sons, not necessarily in that order. I'm Cindy Havall, here with my sons, Zach Havall and Sam Havall. And so far, we're halfway through our first program, and we're still speaking to each other, which I feel is a success.
Nobody has gotten hurt yet.
Yep.
And nobody has been wounded. This is also good. Moving right along to our topic of the day, spoilers. We've already ruined several things, so why not talk about holidays and my last column in which Sam was told there's no such thing as Santa Claus. I didn't take that very well. So what are your thoughts about Santa and spoilers and Christmas? How old are children, should children be when they're educated into the world? I mean, apparently some people really don't believe in Santa, which I find appalling, but I'm not sure what your guys' beliefs are now, but you can share those with our listeners if you like.
Well, basically, I think you should just find it out on your own. I don't think anybody really has to tell you. I mean, that actually could be how you find out. Yeah. I found out on my own.
How?
Well, I heard Santa coming down the stairs, or what I thought was Santa coming down the stairs with stockings all on Christmas Eve. But I noticed that when Santa comes down the stairs, his knees pop, And the knees sound a lot like mom's knees popping when she comes down the stairs. And I was able to draw my own conclusion from there.
I'm not sure where you're going with that. My knees do not pop.
Not
anymore.
Not anymore.
Inaccuracies.
You got better.
I got better.
Yeah, I don't know.
My knees got better with age.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
See, I don't know.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, I did. I don't remember the story that you put in the column happening. I guess it did happen. I always thought that I just knew. I was just that smart that I figured out that Santa Claus wasn't real. Like, it was just the way life was.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're supposed to say
Yeah, I just assumed you figured it out, too. I didn't remember until you brought it up at dinner time.
You wrote a letter, I believe, Zach.
Yeah.
To Sam from Santa.
I remember that for some reason.
Did you know that was from Zach, or did you?
Yeah.
What? No, you didn't. You totally bought it.
No.
You
I know
totally bought it.
I know what your handwriting looks like.
I made it look like Santa Claus's handwriting.
How does Santa Claus? How does what? Was Santa candy cane?
Very mystically.
Santa Claus handwriting does not look like a kindergartner, okay?
He wasn't a kindergartner.
I was in fifth grade.
No, that's how he writes. So,
but we love you anyway, Zach.
Yeah.
And you sing really well.
He writes in all capital letters.
But I can't write so good. Yeah, because then nobody can read my handwriting if I don't.
What did the letter say?
I don't remember. I just think it was something like, you've been a very good boy, Sam, you know, or something like
I'm watching you. You better be nice to your brother.
We have a song to sing about that.
We have a song?
Yeah.
What is the special
Santa
number?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh.
I was like, is there a secret family song that I don't know about?
Yeah.
I was feeling kind of left out of the secret family song
Sam
thing, too.
And
most of our secret family songs are not appropriate for
The FCC. Monster song.
Oh, yeah. That will be
that's
another
Cindy
topic.
That's Cindy original.
It is, but I'm not going to sing it for listeners.
Wait, it is?
That's special.
I always thought, no, it can't be.
Okay.
I heard it on the internet one time.
No, you did not. Unless
yes,
it was me singing it. Because every night when I tucked my sons into bed, which I don't, the youngest two are 21 and 16, and I'm just saying they've been tucking themselves in for a long time.
They go to bed later than you do.
Yeah, you should be tucking me in.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I used to tuck them in, I would sing a very special song called the Monster Song, because actually it was your older brother, Alex, who was terribly afraid of monsters under his bed. And so I wrote a song, There Are No Monsters in Your Bed, in Your Bed. There are no monsters in your bed. They're only in your head. Good night, monsters. Good night, monsters. Good night, monsters. It's time to say good night. If that's not a classic, I don't know what is. But anyway, I'm glad you can all sing it. And most of the songs of your childhood I did make up. Just saying.
Oh man, I have to dig.
Boiler.
Now you know. So, Sam, do you have any other Christmas memories other than always knowing about Santa and getting a letter from your brother?
Was I old enough when you had the Christmas tree meltdown?
Let's not bring that up. That is not appropriate.
If we make it to the holiday season,
I feel like I do remember it, because every time you bring it up, I do remember it.
I don't. Was he alive? I don't know.
We have it on video, so we can go back and find it.
I don't.
We
think
do.
It's
DVD.
Yes.
Did
what I remember.
Or did you cleverly erase it?
So I don't know why we're talking about Christmas in July, but we might as well go with the theme. And I have written about this extensively, but I was trying to decorate a Christmas tree.
Oh boy, we opened it up.
What is your version? I just want to know your version of Mom's Christmas tree meltdown.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, Zachary, you were there.
Basically. We were being kids.
There was fighting.
So there was fighting.
There was pushing.
I don't remember the pushing.
There was shoving.
Guess knowing my older brothers, because they're not here, we can say mean things about them.
Okay, let's blame them.
Yeah, it's totally their fault. Absolutely. Well, basically, Mom likes to decorate her when we were kids. She liked to decorate the top of the tree, and then when she ran out of ornaments, we got the rest. But for some reason this year...
Inaccurate. But go ahead.
Ooh.
No, that's a totally okay. All right. And so, but basically, we all kept sneaking, and there's documented evidence on this, so none of us will ever lie. We have it on video of us sneaking and hanging ornaments on the tree, and then Mom got increasingly frustrated by this, and then one thing led to another, and she melted down completely.
And apparently your father, not only is it on video... Not only was it on video, but your father met with his friends for coffee the next morning and found the story so hilarious that he shared it with a group of about six men.
Now, did he coin the term Christmas tree meltdown?
It
I feel like
his
that's
I think it
got
was
dad
him.
Written all over it.
Yep, I believe that was his original take on it. And when I showed up at church Sunday morning, one of those men happened to bring their child to the nursery where I was working and said, so Cindy... I heard you had a Christmas tree meltdown the other night. Ooh. And that's why things should stay in the family. I mean,
and then
honestly,
you had a meltdown about that.
But it's endearing to us.
How is
we
that
love you for it.
It was horrible.
It was a unique Cindy moment.
Yeah, we've learned from our mistakes.
Yeah, there's why there's only been one Christmas tree meltdown.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
This is true.
That we recall. Yeah. That we haven't blocked out emotionally.
Yeah. Don't worry. Years of therapy will reveal that to you.
I'm sure they will.
There was only one, and I did always decorate the top of the tree with my fragile breakable ornaments because this was before cats, and you guys were worse than cats or dogs with the wrestling and rolling around under the Christmas tree. So you guys each have your own box of special Christmas ornaments with which to decorate. So, and what do I do now? I don't even decorate the Christmas tree. I say, you guys, you know.
Oh, you helped us this year.
Because we're responsible young adults.
But the traditions have been downsized.
Yeah.
Especially the meltdowns. I'm glad it was memorable because it was only once. But I did banish you all to your rooms and threaten to cancel Christmas.
That
but
I don't remember.
Thank you.
But I'm sure it happened.
I don't think that was
on video.
Wasn't on video.
I think at that point your father felt that for his safety he probably should put the video camera down. And that's why the Christmas tree
Dad had to,
ended. Well, we have a few minutes left, but are there any other spoilers that you would like to talk about? Any other memorable life moments ruined for you by somebody else? How about the Tooth Fairy? Do you guys still go along with the whole Tooth Fairy thing? You don't lose teeth anymore.
Well, I haven't lost a tooth in a while.
I should get things from the Tooth Fairy. I'm getting old. When my teeth start
When you start losing
out.
Teeth, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll return the favor.
Will you?
Believe me.
Okay.
So if an old person loses their dentures, do they get like $1 million?
I don't think so. I think they have
do
to
they
pay
get the dental
Why are you looking
covered?
At me? I don't have dentures.
I don't know. I'm just curious.
You have really good teeth.
Thank
they all
you.
Have pretty good teeth, I think. That
not, not me.
I think that's important to include it with every show that the Vols have pretty good teeth.
Yeah.
sure.
You know, this isn't... Yeah, okay. We take care of our teeth. And the Tooth Fairy wasn't ruined for you, even though by the time Sam came along, the Tooth Fairy was very forgetful. And sometimes... days, if not weeks, would go by before there was cash.
Yeah. Well, see, no, that was a good thing because it's called compounding interest. So I leave. So I lose another tooth. I add it to my collection.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the teeth.
No, I don't anymore.
I do have some of your teeth, just so you know, in your special boxes that for when you move out, you're going to take.
No, don't you have our first tooth? That
yes,
we lost?
That's
the first
weird.
Tooth.
I know. What am I going to do with
that? So weird. I didn't know that until just now.
And I have locks of your hair. Not,
oh, okay.
not
that
currently.
Because it smells like a baby.
That's still kind of weird because, like, once we're gone and if we're gone and you're still alive and the police come, like, for some reason to your house and they see locks of hair of children, they're probably going to be
all
very
mothers
confused.
Do this. Yeah, oh, my gosh. It's
I
not
don't know. You're the only
criminal.
Person I know. You're the only person I know
no,
that does that.
You don't
Grandma
know any mother.
Has locks of her hair.
See?
We've seen mom's hair when she was a baby.
And what color was it?
Blonde.
Thank goodness I got smarter with age, right? Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap up, but one thing we've neglected to mention is, yes, you have two older brothers, Ethan and Alex. Ethan's at the Spokane Club, works there, and Alex lives in Houston, Texas, and works there. And you also have a father. Aren't you lucky?
Mr. Dad, yep.
Mr. Dad. So he's quite famous in the family around the dinner table for his what we call dadisms.
Oh, boy.
And so I thought it would be nice to end the program with a little shout out to Dad. And maybe you could give either a dad quote or a dadism. And then we'll wrap up. Zachary, can you think of one?
I can start.
Okay,
I got a good
Sam.
One.
Sam,
I got a good one. So you remember this because we were in the car and we were driving home and we were talking about something to do with video games. I don't know what game, but we were talking about it. And our dad decided to get in the conversation and he decided to say that he wants a game where you just go da 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 and blow up people for 2 hours. And I don't know if that's like signaling anything about him inside that he hasn't let out yet, but. I just thought that was very hilarious, and we laughed about it.
Well, you know, you're listening terrestrially, so he's fist pumping like Snoopy did when he was pretending to fight the Red
Baron.
Exactly.
While driving.
Just like that.
That's
while
what
driving.
He did, yeah.
With kids in the car.
Well, that shows you all. That says a lot about your dad right there.
But, he's a good driver, and he was really, really excited about it.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch him get excited about things. And then my dadism was one time, we used to go, sometimes we always go to Winco and get little treats. Ooh. Sometimes. And,
sometimes for your mom.
And sometimes, ooh, and some. This time, mom happened to beat us to it, but dad caught wind of this, and he found the candy, and he's like, are we going to eat these now? And mom says, nope, those are treats for later. And he's like, I thought, well, where's the give them to me now treats? Just like that.
Yes.
It's like he knows what he needs to say, but it just doesn't happen.
And that made its way into our family lexicon now. Are these treats for later? Are they give them to me now treats?
Yeah.
And every family needs to be clear on that because there are some treats that are for later.
We said that so much I almost forgot.
the origin of this story. Where's the give them to me now treats? Well, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. And I will be seeing you at dinner time, except for you, Zachary.
I'll be working.
And where will you be working at?
Pizzeria.
Shout out to Pizzeria.
Yep.
I know one of the managers there. His name's Zach Aval. He works at the Indiana store. If you see him, say hi tonight. Or you could follow him on Twitter at Zach Aval Music. Or you could follow me on Twitter at Cindy Aval. Or you could follow Spokane Talks online on Twitter and let us know what you think about our maiden podcast and subsequent ones. Tell us what you think about spoiler alerts and family dinner time conversations. Thank you so much for joining us.
Life, Love, and Raising Sons, not necessarily in that order, is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. And we wish you a fun day.
Thanks, Mom.
Last year alone, Avista customers saved over 53 million kilowatt hours of energy. How? By caulking their windows, programming their thermostats, replacing their incandescent light bulbs with LEDs. Simple things, really. But the energy they saved was enough to power more than 4,000 homes for an entire year. Way to save, everyone. Way to save. Find your way to save at avistautilities.com.